every Arkham Horror LCG scenario pack ranked, stories, campaign fit and what to buy. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low and the details matter. Murder at the Excelsior Hotel is the best first Arkham LCG scenario pack because it's investigation, patrol and parley play, variable suspects, and many possible final acts create replay without requiring an event-sized group. Film Fatale is the best current cinematic showpiece. Fortune and Folly is the best stylish campaign detour. Blob That Ate Everything and Machinations Through Time are the best epic multiplayer nights. Buy Guardians or War for Challenge, and treat Labyrinths as an event-first design rather than the default solo side story. Scenario packs are Arkham's one-night case files. They contain a scenario, not a player card library, and require a compatible core plus legal investigator decks. Some are excellent as a standalone evening. Some are designed to enter a campaign under their own side story rules. Some reveal their best form only when several groups coordinate across the room. This archive separates story premise, mechanical hook, table shape, difficulty pattern, campaign fit, current product evidence, and buying reality. It avoids plot resolutions, labels community advice as community advice, and leaves a buy button off any product we cannot match to an exact current Amazon listing. This is part II of the Arkham Ultra Library. Read part I for rules, campaigns, and collection order. Open the Arkham File Systems Guide when the product on your wish list is actually 3rd edition, Mansions of Madness, or the role-playing game. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Which Arkham Horror LCG scenario pack should I buy first? Buy Murder at the Excelsior Hotel first. The investigators arrive at a hotel, find a body, and are immediately placed under suspicion. Patrol enemies, parley shifting suspects, and 10 possible final acts turn the case into an investigation rather than a straight combat corridor. That variability is why it survives replays, and why community recommendation threads keep returning to it. Choose Film Fatale instead when the table wants a modern cinematic spectacle. Its cursed Hollywood backlot can combine science fiction, dinosaur and vampire movie, sets into different features. Choose Fortune and Folly for a Monte Carlo casino heist and a natural thematic bridge into the Scarlet Keys. Choose the Midwinter Gala when negotiation, 5 factions, a relic and semi-competitive social texture sound better than another monster hunt. A first standalone should not be chosen only by fame. Guardians of the Abyss is a substantial linked 2-scenario Cairo challenge, but its reputation for difficulty makes it a better test for working decks. The Labyrinths of Lunacy was built around coordinated groups and can feel diminished at one ordinary table. A celebrated event design can still be the wrong first purchase. What are the stories and hooks of every scenario pack? The Curse of the Raugaroo carries the investigators into the New Orleans Bayou to hunt a werewolf and confront a curse. Carnival of Horrors turns masked Venice, canals, cult activity, and a public festival into a moving occult chase. The Labyrinths of Lunacy begins with kidnapped investigators inside a lethal puzzle complex and was designed to scale into coordinated multi-group play. Guardians of the Abyss links 2 difficult scenarios through Cairo and ancient Egyptian danger. Murder at the Excelsior Hotel is a replayable hotel murder investigation. The Blob That Ate Everything sends the table to Blackwater for gleeful meteor-borne body horror and shared countermeasures. War of the Outer Gods places rival cults and their ancient ones on a collision course, while the investigators try to prevent the city from becoming the battlefield. Machinations Through Time splits a rescue and scientific catastrophe across past, present, and future. Fortune and Folly is a Monte Carlo heist whose cards lean into suits and ranks. The Midwinter Gala brings 5 factions to Kingsport's Lantern Club, where a relic and social loyalties complicate the investigation. Film Fatale traps the investigators on a cursed film lot that recombines genre sets into a different main feature. That list is the actual shelf. 11 published side stories with different table contracts. A retailer bundle called Mythos Packs or Dice Cup is not an additional official scenario. Film Fatale is the rare case where saying, "Then the dinosaur set woke up," can be both a spoiler-free pitch and an accurate hosting promise. Why is Murder at the Excelsior Hotel still the best first standalone? Excelsior teaches the best side of standalone Arkham. The scenario changes how investigators use familiar verbs. Enemies can be people to question rather than targets to erase. Patrol changes movement pressure. The hotel map creates routes and witnesses. The many possible final acts change the explanation behind the body and give the table a real reason to reopen the file. Bring established but not exhausted decks. A team that can gather clues, survive an early enemy, and parley efficiently will see more of the investigation. Announce intentions before moving, because splitting into hotel wings can create action waste. When a guest appears, read its traits and text before treating it as scenery. The scenario's value is in information and branching, not only victory. The product gallery matters here. The front identifies the exact pack. The back explains that it requires the base game. The component spread shows a scenario rather than a player card expansion, and the sample cards demonstrate the guest and madness texture. A listing that does not match that evidence should not receive your checkout. Margot's hotel rule: do not clear every room from habit. Follow information, preserve actions, and keep enough flexibility to answer the suspect the final act makes relevant. Which current pack has the best replay, theme, and campaign fit? Film Fatale wins current spectacle and replay. Its movie sets can change the active feature, and therefore the flavor of the night. The design gives a group immediately legible pulp horror without reducing the scenario to a joke. It is an excellent isolated game night and a vivid detour for an experienced campaign team. Fortune and Folly wins campaign fit. The casino premise, heist structure, and soutane-drank texture feel especially natural around the Scarlet Keys, though its insert remains the authority on campaign entry and consequences. Midwinter Gala wins social variety. Five factions, a Kingsport party, and a relic create a scenario where allegiance and conversation matter, with enough competitive friction to make the table watch one another. All three reward replay for different reasons. Film remixes the feature, Fortune rewards root and card logic mastery, and Gala changes the social shape. Buy the one whose failure story your group would enjoy retelling. Most replayable is not a single number when one table wants a puzzle and another wants characters to distrust politely over drinks. Which packs are best for epic multiplayer and convention nights? The blob that ate everything is the most immediately joyful event. Separate groups confront the Blackwater crisis while contributing to shared countermeasures. The premise supports the room's laughter without softening the danger. It is also playable at one table, but a crowded event makes the absurd scale feel correct. Machinations through time is the more intricate coordination piece. Groups operate in different eras and affect a common rescue. It rewards a host who can explain the shared structure, keep eras visible, and relay changes without making one table wait for a committee meeting. Labyrinths of Lunacy is the historical event-first puzzle scenario. Its kidnapping and labyrinth premise works, but the design's reputation rests heavily on coordinated play. Ordinary solo or small group buyers should know they are purchasing a reduced form of its original trick. For 12 players, appoint one caller, one record keeper, and one rules lead who is not also running the most complex investigator. Give each group a visible table sign and a common update interval. Use the official Epic Multiplayer insert exactly. A large event fails from communication debt long before it fails from insufficient deck power. When should I insert a standalone into a campaign? Read the scenario's campaign rules before choosing the moment. A side story can charge. Experience, add story assets or weaknesses, cause trauma, alter the campaign log, or use special setup. The official insert controls those consequences. Community advice helps with timing, but it cannot generalize one cost across every pack. The safest pattern is mid-campaign, after the deck's first essential upgrades, and before the final sequence. Early experience often has a higher return when it fixes clue compression, enemy coverage, economy, or survivability. Later, the group can afford a detour and use a side story to test the upgraded engine. Narrative fit is optional, but a casino visit around Scarlet Keys or a city case between travel chapters can make the campaign feel authored rather than interrupted. Do not insert a hard scenario because the team is already failing and hopes for rescue rewards. Side stories are not shops with encounter cards attached. Play the pack in standalone mode first if the group wants to learn its map without risking the active campaign. When inserting, record every consequence and preserve the scenario's own log language. Are Guardians, War, Raugaru, Carnivale, and Labyrinth still worth buying? Guardians of the Abyss remains worth playing for a group that wants a linked Cairo mini-campaign and accepts a severe test. It is not the pack I use to convince a shaky new table that standalones are fun. War of the Outer Gods is also a high-pressure spectacle, with rival cults and ancient ones making the board feel contested beyond the investigators' immediate control. Curse of the Raugaru and Carnivale of Horrors are historically important early side stories with excellent setting identity. Bayou Werewolf Dread and Masked Venetian Pursuit. Their buying answer is governed by exact availability. Do not pay collector pricing because an old ranking calls either essential. The LCG now has many current packs with stronger product proof and easier replacement. Labyrinths is worth buying for an organized event or a collector who wants its multi-group experiment. It is a weaker default recommendation for true solo or an ordinary two-player campaign detour. That is not an accusation that the scenario is bad. It is a reminder that table architecture is part of design. Scarcity is a supply fact, not a design award. Buy an older scenario because the setting and table shape fit, never because the listing has learned the word grail. How do I host a scenario pack night that feels like an event? Choose the table contract before the investigators. Mystery Night, Excelsior, Cinema Night, Film Fatale, Casino Night, Fortune and Folly, Winter Party, Midwinter Gala, Bigroom Chaos, Blob, Multi-Table Coordination, Machinations. Once the contract is clear, invite decks that can function rather than decks built to exploit spoilers. Print or open the official insert, place the scenario reference where everyone can read symbols, and keep special scenario cards separated from general encounter cards. Use bright directional light over the play area. A soundtrack can carry tone, but it should never obscure card text. Give players a spoiler-free premise and one practical warning about expected table length or difficulty. At the end, take a photograph before cleanup, read the resolution aloud, and let every player name the decision they would change on a replay. That two-minute debrief is the best preparation for a variable scenario and a better collector ritual than immediately ordering the next pack. Final verdict. Buy Excelsior first for the most reliable investigation and replay. Buy Film Fatale when the room wants cinema, Fortune and Folly when a campaign wants a stylish heist, Midwinter Gala when faction play sounds delicious, and Blob or Machinations only after the host agrees to run the room. A scenario pack is a designed night, not a checkbox in a complete collection. Frequently asked questions. What is the best Arkham Horror LCG scenario pack? Murder at the Excelsior Hotel is the best broad first recommendation. Film Fatale is the best current cinematic showpiece, Fortune and Folly the best heist detour, and Blob or Machinations the best epic multiplayer event. Do scenario packs include player cards? No general player card expansion. A scenario pack contains a side story and scenario-specific cards. You need a compatible core set and legal investigator decks. Can I play a scenario pack inside a campaign? Usually through the pack's own side story rules. Read the insert for experience cost, setup, rewards, trauma, weaknesses, and campaign log consequences. Do not use a universal XP rule. Which scenario pack is best for solo? Excelsior is the clean first solo or small table pick. Film Fatale and Fortune and Folly also work as ordinary table cases. Labyrinths is more strongly associated with coordinated event play. Which Arkham scenario is best for a large group? Blob That Ate Everything is the most immediately accessible epic multiplayer spectacle. Machinations Through Time offers deeper cross-era coordination for a prepared host. Is Guardians of the Abyss too hard for beginners? It is commonly treated as one of the harder standalone choices. Use working decks and play it after the group understands tempo and recovery. It is not the best pack for teaching a shaky first table. Is the Midwinter Gala the same as Midnight Gala? Number The official title is the Midwinter Gala. Midnight Gala is a common mistaken name and should not be used to identify the product. Are Curse of the Raugaru and Carnivale of Horrors still worth it? They remain flavorful classic scenarios, but availability and collector pricing can erase their value. Buy only an exact official pack at a sensible price. Current scenarios provide excellent alternatives.